Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, or rather, good night, and welcome to Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. I want to begin by apologizing for not being here, available, and broadcasting last night at 6:30. Had a little family situation. Things happen. Nothing detrimental. It's actually more of a celebration than a situation. And the timing just got off, so I wasn't able to broadcast as I normally do. But I am able to broadcast now, and I hope that all of you who listen to the archived episodes won't feel any loss since there wasn't a broadcast available for you last night. However, I'm here doing this one, and it's all about the strategic second half. So if you are a college student who happens to be listening to this late-night broadcast and you have a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on my Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. We're back from spring break, and as wonderful as it was, it's now over, and you're going back into your regular routine, and you're back on the grind. Hopefully, you were able to get some much-needed rest in the midst of all the while now and the fun that you had over the past week. Now, the semester is half over, and from this point forward, you'll have to put forth your full energy to make the most of the last few weeks of your freshman year, because believe it or not, in 2 months, you'll be done with your first year of college. So here's what you can do to make the most of it. First, as always, be honest about where you left things prior to spring break. You know, you want to be real with yourself about what you were doing and how you were doing. The best case scenario, you have a solid grade in most, if not all, of your courses, and you performed well on any midterm, exam, or paper that you had to do prior to leaving for the break. Worst case scenario, you were not doing well at all, potentially failing, and at this point it's too late to withdraw from the course, so you have to do what you can to finish the course, but that also means you have to make some tough decisions. If you're in the worst-case scenario, then use your different syllabi to determine which courses where you can realistically salvage your grades and which ones that you will need to repeat, honestly. Honestly, take a look. Because you don't want to spread yourself so thin that you don't do well in any class. You want to be able to focus somewhere so that you can have some good grades and don't have to honestly repeat everything next semester, because that is not where we want to be. So after you've done that, use the syllabi again to confirm what assignments and exams are left for the remainder of the semester. In the classes where you can salvage your grades, commit to doing each and every remaining assignment to the best of your ability, but I want you to realize that in some courses you may be at a disadvantage because in a lot of times you are missing fundamental information from the first part of the course, so even if you put in full effort now, there may be some gaps and you might not be able to do as well as you would like because of your performance during the first half of the semester. And lastly, for this broadcast, fix the disadvantage or any disadvantage that you have, whether you're in a best-case scenario or the worst-case scenario. If there are holes in what you understand for your class, work on it by going to office hours, go to the health rooms, go to supplemental instruction or any type of tutoring that is offered. Don't forget to create and use your study groups and see your academic advisor while you're at it. You know, employ every service available to you over these next few weeks as you do what's necessary to end your semester as strongly as you possibly can. Now, if you're in the best case scenario, just keep doing what you're doing and prepare yourself for a challenging next few weeks because you still want to end on a very positive note. And, you know, even though you got through your midterm exams and papers, you're going to have to deal with another set of final exams and papers in another few weeks. So you are also establishing the foundation with which you will apply for scholarships and next summer's opportunities, because a lot of things have applications that actually start in the fall. So your grades for your first and second semester of your freshman year will more than likely be the things that you'll use. Now, there will be other things that have application dates that are due in the spring, so you'll have another semester of grades. But, you know, for a lot of instances, you will use this first year as your application criteria. So Don't rest on your laurels, even if you're doing well, and allow yourself to slip. You know, employ the same strategies that I mentioned before, office hours, help rooms, study groups, all of those things that I mentioned over and over again, almost not every week, but I do mention them frequently. So whatever your academic situation may be, stay the course and try to eliminate as many distractions as possible. I mean, you just got back from spring break. It's probably hard to get focused again. It's spring, and depending on where you are in the country, things are looking amazingly beautiful. There are probably different types of things going on. Oh, wait, today was St. Patrick's Day. Everybody had a good time with that. NCAA basketball tournament's about to start. So there are lots of distractions, but I need you to stay focused. Being a student is a full-time job, and it can be very hard at times. However, if you're able to be a good student, then you aren't as impacted by other things when life happens, whether it's a family thing or a job thing or even a personal relationship thing. Work on being a good student so that life does not set you back, because trust me, life happens. Now, that's all I wanted to say. Know where you were before you left for spring break. Determine any disadvantages that you have and work on them through the strategies that I mentioned earlier, and stay the course. That's all I have to say for this late night broadcast of Tassels and Tassel Radio. As always, you know I'm here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, just submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com. You can also send me a direct email, and my email address, dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. I'm trying to make sure I keep my blog updated with more information and suggestions, so you can check that out as well. Other than that, thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. And I will be there Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, let's get college ready.